This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The legendary Chuck Berry passed from this earthly plane, but we are still going to rock the health world here live this afternoon or this morning if you're on the West Coast from Simply Natural and their organic restaurant and health food store. Richard Pearl will be joining me sometime today. And Super D, we lost another rock and roll legend over the weekend here, Chuck Berry. I think he made it into his 90s, though, which is pretty impressive nowadays.
He did, 90 years old, and, you know, I mean, gosh. Yeah, there. I don't think there's anybody on the face of the earth who has not heard that song or one of Chuck Berry's songs. He's been considered called the godfather of rock and roll by a lot of people. And one of the cool things is he is such a legend that did you know that his song, the one we just came in with, Johnny Be Good, is on something called Golden Records, which is on the Voyager 1 and 2 spacecraft that was launched into space in 1977.
I'm not surprised. It's certainly worthy of that placement. And let the aliens rock and roll if they want to visit
us.
They
got to
know the kind of music that's happening around the world, around the universe. So anyway, here we are live from Simply Natural in Sunrise, Florida, outside of Fort Lauderdale. Had a great, great week, connecting. And if you all have heard or maybe you missed a show, you listen to the archives. Dr. Arendt, Louis Arendt, we had been to see him, and what an incredible doctor of chiropractic with the technique that he utilizes with the nasal insertion of the balloons to, alter the structure, if you will, of the skull from the inside out. And I've seen some dramatic, miraculous recoveries and changes in the body. I'm still digesting all of what I've witnessed here, and hopefully we'll get more from him as well. And, when we talk about bringing the power to heal back to the people, these are the people, whether they're in, well, I don't care what profession or what designation or degree that they have or degree they have. The reality is there are people that have gifts for healing. And anytime the government gets involved with it, it tends to stifle those gifts because those gifts are, they're kind of excellent. And our healthcare system is not a healthcare system. It's a system of disease creation and disease management as it stands today. And anybody that can actually promote healing is going against the grain and perhaps impacting negatively on the profits of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So this is the kind of thing we're going through now where you have great healers that speak out, tell their truth, help people to heal, and suddenly they're persecuted and prosecuted out of existence. And so we've got to make that shift if we're going to have anything resembling health care be in existence in the United States of America, much less anywhere else around the world. And as we start today, we look at, in fact, you know what, I want to hit the Health and Human Service Secretary Tom Price. The CBS News has kind of got a hit piece on him saying he dodged the immunization question. This last Wednesday, they had some type of press conference. And when it's coming from the mainstream media and it's about vaccination, you can bet they're going to throw all of the children who have been damaged by vaccines under the bus and their parents as well. And so they ask HHS Secretary, you know, what about the vaccine requirements? You know, what's your perspective? And Tom Price rightfully says it belongs in the states. You know, it's a state's issue. The federal government has no role in mandating vaccines. There's no authorization in the Constitution for that. And they call that dodging.
Dodging.
Right?
I'm trying to figure out where he dodged the question. It sounds like he answered it.
I think so. But the thing is, unless a politician says they're for vaccine mandates with no exemptions, they're considered anti-vaccine.
Yes, and from a federal standpoint.
Yeah, from a federal standpoint, it doesn't even matter. And you know, RFK Jr., who we had on this show, you know, when he asks about the mercury in vaccines and says this is very dangerous, they call him an anti-vaxxer. And he says, listen, if I suspect the brakes are not working on a particular make or model of automobile, does that make me anti-car or pro-safety? Right? But we can't have that kind of adult conversation on the federal level or even sometimes on the state level about things like vaccination, where you can ask questions about safety and be, you know, very legitimate in doing so, and yet you're accused of doing something untoward to children when it's the opposite. Those who are promoting a vaccine agenda with no questions being asked are assaulting and harming and even killing children, as evidenced by the many hundreds of thousands of parents out there that have marched in and said, hey, we need to look into this safety issue. Now, he says it's a state issue, which I agree, although on the state level, I don't necessarily want mandates. I want you the freedom to choose the kind of health care that's right for you, and that includes refusing toxic injections that include foreign DNA from animals or aborted fetal tissue or mercury or aluminum or antibiotics or, you know, who knows how many things are in there. We've covered it. The CDC has it listed, and it's just a shocking expose from their own website. So when they say, you guys are anti-vaxxers, you guys are conspiracy theorists, we say, go to the CDC's website. You want to see what's in there, what they're injecting into your children? I don't think that's much of a conspiracy unless they're conspiring to not let you go see the website, which so far is still up, thankfully. But Tom Price, again, is a member of the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons. That's AAPS, and I've been getting their medical journal for many years and connected with them initially because I was so shocked by the things that were written in their journal that spoke very directly about the dangers of drugs, pharmaceutical drugs approved by the FDA. I said, how is it possible that a medical group, because you guys are MDs primarily, also some DOs, how is it possible that you're writing about this month after month and you know, how do you do this? They say, very simple. We don't take any pharmaceutical money. I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. I didn't know there were any medical groups that didn't take drug money. He said, well, we are. And that's why the mainstream media attacks Tom Price or attacks Senator Rand Paul and his father, Ron Paul, who are also members of the AAPS, because they were free to speak out against Big Pharma legitimately because they took no money from them. And you see what's happening in California, where if you want to make this a Republicans are evil and Democrats are good, you can't do that because in California it's completely democratically controlled. So the industry known as Big Pharma has bought them. They don't care what label you give yourself. They're going to buy you. And on the state level, they've done incredible things, not incredible good, but incredible bad, because SB 18 is now wanting to ensure that the state can enter your homes if you're in California. And I know we have a lot of listeners in California. They want to enter your home to ensure that parents comply with state mandates for child care, right? The rights of the child. This is a United Nations political agenda, the rights of the child. And so they're violating the rights of moms and dads all over the country, or in this particular case in California, to say, you know what? We don't want to vaccinate. We don't want to, you know, indiscriminately allow drugs to be given to our children. We like homeopathy. We like herbal medicine. We eat organic and non-GMO food. Yet a lot of these parents already have vaccine-injured children. I want you to think about that. They come in, and let's say they do a state inspection under this SB 18 that says, hey, we're suspicious of you. You're not granting the rights to your child that we say the child has to have a certain kind of home with certain kind of access to certain kinds of medical treatment. And you say, listen, my child was injured by a vaccine. I did what you said was right. And now he's head banging. We have to give him CBD, cannabidiol, or THC-containing cannabis, right? And what will that mean? Will that mean the state takes your children away from you? Will that mean it incriminates the parents who are caring for their children in a way not approved by the state? These are very real questions. Do you want the state to have that kind of power? Because when they did, oh, I don't know, back in World War II, Nazi Germany, they rounded up anybody that didn't agree with the state. Do you want the state to have that kind of power? Or are we a nation that loves liberty enough to say, you know what, everybody's got a different viewpoint on how to raise kids, as long as they're not violating, seriously, they're not abusing them, harming them, killing them. And the irony here is that the state is mandating participation in a system of medicine that can be considered the third, second, or first leading cause of death, depending on how you read the peer-reviewed medical literature, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Lancet. We can go on and on here. So what do you want as a people, as a nation? Now, in California, they've kind of gone to sleep on this issue. It used to be the people on the political left didn't trust the man. Now that they've become the man in California, they're saying, well, all the power to the man, because we're going to protect the children. But how are you protecting the children by turning them over to the pharmaceutical state? I don't know if that's too pointed a question, but I think the question needs to be asked, and this goes beyond left or right, Republican or Democrat, except that in California we know it's a basically 90% Democratic state, so we have to fault those who are in charge at that point. But if it were a Republican state, I'd be saying the same darn thing. So where do we go from here? Do you leave California? I think if SB 18 passes and you've got kids in that state and you raise them organically in a non-GMO way, you really don't have much opportunity except, well, not to stay, but to leave, because they're coming to knock on your door.
And it, my question would be, if you live that type of lifestyle and have those types of morals and ethics, after SB 277, why are you still there? Why are you waiting for SB 18, right?
Sure. Well, yeah, it begs the question, and we've warned our listeners in California, so it doesn't get better from here. And you can, beg, plead, cajole, borrow, whatever you're going to do. You still got Senator Richard Dickey Pan there, the pediatrician, who says the safest thing, well, let me see, the most dangerous thing in a vaccine is the water that it contains. And it's like, this is the kind of leadership that you have in the Senate in California, and do you think it's going to get better? Again, I don't live in California, so it's not my home to stand up and fight, and I support you if that's what you want to do. But realistically, if they're even entertaining the thoughts of passing something called SB 18 to take away the parents' rights to care for their children the way they believe, then, you know, what's left of parental and family sovereignty, the sanctity of the family? What about religious freedom, religious liberty? Is that just, you know, the concept of how the nation was founded? On religious freedom, is that just merely anachronistic? It's just kind of that's something that used to be, but we don't need freedom anymore. We have the pharmaceutical state, and we can come knock on your door and take your children away if you don't do what we think they have a right for you to do, which is what? More vaccines, more antibiotics, more drugs, a little more Ritalin for little Johnny and little Susie, because, you know, in California, they all have a Ritalin deficiency out there. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing from Simply Natural after the show today. If you're in South Florida, come down and see me. I'll be lecturing here at Simply Natural, the organic restaurant and health food store, with Richard Pearl. RobertScottBell.com for all the notes, 866-939-BELL.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
No opioids, please. We're British.
That's a play on the old sex comedy, No Sex Please, We're British. But, I mean, that's the headline, basically. No opioids, please. We are Connecticutans. Connecticutans? How do you say Connecticut? If you're from Connecticut. What do you say?
Connecticut.
We're Alaskans, right? We're Massachusettsans. We're Pennsylvanians. See, that's easy to say. We're
there
Pennsylvanians
you go.
And
see,
Alaskans.
You know, that one sounds right. Yeah.
So apparently Massachusetts, Pennsylvania last year voted to create a voluntary directive that allows you to refuse opioids. Really? I had never heard of the fact that you couldn't say no to an opioid. Is this something new to me? Because Connecticut and Alaska are now going, hey, we should consider that too. It's called a non-opioid directive that patients can put in their medical files.
This is a situation where, you know how you can have like an advanced directive, you know, for various things medically, where if you're in a position where you can't speak for yourself, you know, it's an emergency situation or something like that, that it's something that you've got on file that they can find when they're looking through your records and see, okay, this person said, please do not prescribe me any opioid medications. And it is targeted towards the people who have substance abuse problems, people that have had addiction problems, that are in recovery, so that they don't have to deal with any type of situation where they might relapse, which I think it makes a lot of sense. It's just common sense. But there's never been that thing in place where they could do that in an emergency situation.
So they couldn't put that in their own charts to say, doctor, do not use opioids on me before they have legislation to do so?
Maybe legally there wasn't.
That's just okay.
I don't know. I mean, listen, you know how opioids are prescribed in this country. I mean, the statistics are staggering. I mean, they estimate, I think, there's like over 2 million people in the U.S. that are suffering from, you know, substance abuse disorders that are related to prescription opioids. So,
yeah.
you know, it's a big deal.
Where am I seeing? There's something in this article that says for every five people that are put on opioids, one of them will become addictive, or is it every 10? Is it like 10 or 20% that will become addicted if they were to be given opioids? I mean, it's staggering.
It's a big problem. And, you know, as we've covered in the past in these stories, a large number of these cases stem from opioids that were prescribed. It wasn't something they went down to the corner and bought heroin.
Right, that's the starting point, exactly.
It's almost like the gateway to opioid addiction is when somebody gets into a car accident or they fall down and injure themselves and they're immediately given, you know, these opioids for the pain, and, you know, they're on it for the period of time that the doctor said, which usually is much longer than it needs to be.
How about if we had, like, a legislation that said, yes, you can say no to opioids, but also simultaneously you could say yes to cannabinoids?
We're getting there.
I mean, it was sort of like, I would want to see, you know, again, I'm not into forceful government, if you will, but I recognize that if you inadvertently take an opioid and you don't even know you have a tendency toward addiction, you could end up being addicted and you could die from that addiction. How about a cannabinoid first scenario? Right. If we say, all right, listen, if we put a standard of care together, because, you know, the mainstream medical community doesn't have a definition for standard of care. They just know it when they don't see it. Let's make cannabinoids on the road to opioids. In other words, they always tell us that, oh, if you utilize cannabis, you're going to end up using harder drugs, which is proven to be not true. But if we talk about on the road to, let's say, pain management, why not put opioids way down that list as a last resort, which they should be, very last resort, but somewhere in the middle I would have, or maybe even more primary, the cannabinoids like CBD, even if it has THC, but that's state to state is a little different, because I think they're safer than even non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, quite honestly, whether it be aspirin, ibuprofen, other things. Those things should be very damaging to the stomach, the gastrointestinal tract, the liver, the kidneys, etc., whereas cannabinoids do not have an ill effect on any of those areas. In fact, quite the opposite. So if you want, CBD is available in all 50 states. Our friends at CV Sciences are there for you. They're there for me. They are at pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. And you can get 15% off by putting the code RSB15 in there when you go online, RSB15. Or if you reach out to your local natural health food store, independent retailer in particular, ask them to carry Plus CBD oil. Get that CBD available to all the people in America in particular that need it. I don't know what's going on in the rest of the world necessarily. In England, if they have access to it, because there's a pharmaceutical company that's trying to patent it and make it available only as a drug. Don't let them get away with it, folks. All right, we got a lot more healing to go. We got major questions of the day coming up. We are live from Simply Natural Organic Restaurant in Sunrise, Florida, near Fort Lauderdale. Afterwards, lecture time. All y'all come on down, see me. We've got Super Don on it, making it sound good, too. And Richard Pearl will be joining us momentarily. Stick around.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world this afternoon or this morning, depending on where you are listening on GCN or syndicator, broadcast radio, or radio stations around this great land. And, of course, archived at GCN and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and all kinds of other places, including UK Health Radio, our friends in Great Britain. And then, again, right here at SoundCloud, you can find the links at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends if they're not sure where to listen. Go to robertscottbell.com right now. Press play, and you can listen to us live. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. and questions of the day coming in, and we're trying to stay up with them as I've been out of town, so to speak, but still doing the radio show every day. And these questions come in, you submit them at robertscottbell.com primarily, and then eventually we'll get to them on the air. You can also go to the phone lines and call us, 866-939-2355. Even when we're off the air, you can leave us a message. So there are a number of ways to reach out. We do have a Facebook page for the Robert Scott Bell Show. We also have Twitter, at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. After the show today, I'll be conducting a live lecture at Simply Natural Health Food Store with Richard Pearl. He'll be joining us, the slacker that he is. Two ladies have him tied up in the other room. No, it's not like that. That's not what I mean.
Everybody's visualizing.
Right. Now. Customers. You know how it is if you're at a health food store and you know, a couple ladies, you know, they happen to be very pretty and you want to answer their questions. No, okay, that's Richard. But anyway, we'll hear from them in a little while. So anyway, Andy's on the board keeping it sounding so good today, too. Thank you, GCN. And if you'd like 866-939-BELL, you'll reach him, and he'll put you through, and we'll answer your questions on the air. And for now, Andy, there's a question of the day theme. If you're ready, you can press play right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day comes from Dwayne out of the gate here, and it's a three-parter. Oh, my gosh. I feel like, you know, we're at the White House. I have a question for the president, and it's a three-parter. Can you give me three answers?
Three-parter, and then I'm going to come up with a follow-up question right after
this. Yes. Part A, Part B, Part C. Well, Dwayne's asking some stuff, so we're going to see what we can do. Hello, gang, he says. Your show continues to be the best on radio / Internet. Everything's on the Internet now, too, right? Well, thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate that. We like to think so. We're still the best-kept secret in health talk radio. But we're here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, to give everybody an opportunity to listen and participate. Three questions, please, Dwayne says. My health food store has a whole food selenium from certified organic mustard seed extract. Would this be a good form of selenium to take? How does this compare to Crisp Bar recommended selenium? So, Super D, since I'm on the road, I'm going to ask you if you can. See if you can find this certified organic mustard seed extract selenium. Because, and Dwayne, this is a good heads up, too, or anybody. If you want me to comment on a particular brand, I'm not a guy that typically bashes brands or endorses one over another overall. I mean, occasionally, if I'm going to work with it, I'm going to tell you. But I'd like to look at this and see if I can make a better assessment. Because the reason we talk about the innate response, they're not a sponsor of the show or anything, is because it is simply the most clinically beneficial, from my own experience, much less many others, including my buddy Chris Barr. Because Dwayne knows this, and he's asking, how does this compare to what Chris Barr recommended, you know, the selenium we use. And the reason we utilize a true whole food one, not a synthetic isolate thrown into a vat of spirulina, is because the body knows exactly what is selenium from food, through food. And in that form, it is able to assimilate it appropriately, utilize it appropriately, and eventually it will be bound down, you know, as it's utilized, let go of, especially when it's in the production of glutathione and metallothionates that bind, for instance, to heavy metals, and your selenium stores in the body will be depleted. And that's why you'll need to increase those selenium stores if you know you are mercury toxic, for instance. And so in this case, the selenium does matter. In this case, Richard Pearl matters too, believe it or not. He's about to join us here. Which microphone you want? You can choose. Right there? Okay. Let me get him cranked up here on Richard Pearl, are you there, my friend?
I don't know.
All right. Richard is here. Richard, now you were speaking with two lovely ladies. I told them, everybody, that you were tied up by two lovely ladies next door.
Sounds good.
But since the lovely ladies came in with you, I realized they untied you, and so you're here with me.
Why am I eating this?
Because I ordered it for you.
I don't eat that stuff.
It's bison.
There.
What is that?
I don't know. You put it on there. You ordered it.
That's Ray. That's your
Ray, what is that?
What is that?
I don't eat that part.
It's cheese.
Is it real cheese?
Yeah, of course it's real. You don't serve fake cheese here.
I don't want cheese on this. I'm taking the schmutz off.
It's not schmutz.
It is. Look at my hands. Look at that. It's
unbelievable. Stay away from my equipment, Richard. Now, okay, just so you know, whenever Richard Pearl is on, and we're one amino short, I shall say.
Yeah, we have to get him on.
Well, I tried.
I know.
You know, prayers for the third amino here. Richard, you know, our buddy Liam is still suffering tremendously with the tinnitus and he can't sleep without heavy medication. And it's just like I said, those of you who do pray, please pray for our buddy Liam because he is really hurting. We would love to have him here with us because we've had such a great times on the radio and off the show as well together.
We're mentally unstable.
Totally mentally unstable.
By the way, I need your shirt for a second.
Don't touch my shirt. Ray, can you bring him a napkin, please? We're on the air here. He's going to eat a burger. Super Don, you see, at least I know I've been on radio long enough, actually not as long as Richard Pearl, but I know not to eat while I'm on the air. I look older? I'm not nearly as gray as you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you say that now.
Yes.
You say that today, but you're trying to tell me you never do that?
Not anymore. Not on the air. On a commercial break, maybe.
Last week?
No. Look, I sent you a picture of a pineapple-covered organic pizza yesterday, but I didn't eat it on the air.
No, so I'm eating it on the air. It's good.
This guy's unbelievable. No, it's not. It's believable. It's Richard. So, Richard Pearl, I'm going to ask you, because it's a question of the day coming from a listener, part one of three, all right?
Is it? Yeah.
It's about selenium. We love selenium. I'm not familiar with a brand that claims that their selenium comes from a certified organic mustard seed extract. Are you familiar with that brand?
I think it's Vibrant Health.
Vibrant Health? Okay.
I
got to look at that because I don't know. I use the Megafood Innate Response because it is a whole food form of selenium. So in order for me to really comment on that form, I just have to know more about it.
I believe it's them.
Okay. So here's the second question. If you were bitten by a rabid dog, I mean Richard Pearl, a rabid dog, what would you do? Would you take the rabies vaccine or would you treat it differently? That's a great question.
It is.
Really? And considering that you went to Africa and didn't get a yellow fever shot, right?
No.
Any of the stuff, malaria medication?
No.
You went with silver hydrosol, you did homeoprophylaxis, homeopathic remedies. I think your answer is going to be closer to mine than it would be to someone who says, yeah, let's get the shot, shoot my stomach with that stuff.
I would never.
Yeah.
I would watch an old copy of Old Yeller.
Yeah, the rabid dog dies at the end. Oh, I'm sorry. I blew it for everybody that hasn't seen Old Yeller. Listen, homeopathic rabies is lysin or listen, depending on how you pronounce it, L-Y-S-S-I-N.
It's lysine.
It's not lysine.
I know.
Different. Listen or lysin, depending on how you say it. Yeah. Also, homeopathic lachesis or lachesis, also for blood poisoning, is excellent. You would do all kinds of liver detox support. I would be just shoveling, if you can shovel silver hydrosol in your system.
I would. I'd also use this product called Virusil, which is very effective. It stops replicating viruses.
So between the silver and that, you've got double whammy on stopping viral replication.
When I went to Africa, mm-hmm. I took both products with me, obviously. I actually had almost an international incident mm-hmm. with the hydrosol because I had the Argentin
23, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is another version of the product. And I had it in the 16-ounce bottles. I had two of them. Mm-hmm. And I had it in my carry-on by mistake.
Yes.
And so when we were going through, I think it was New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
We somehow got through Florida. But through New Jersey, they went through the stuff, and they were going to make me return it at the front gate, but I wouldn't make the flight. And I needed it because it was the first time I was going over, and I needed the protection. So they made me get rid of something else I had, and I said, listen, this is for the VP. Do you want to create an international incident? And I was steadfast. I wouldn't let go of my, you know, sort of like a pit bull chewing on a leg.
Yeah.
And I just wouldn't let go of my position. They finally relented and let me.
This is TSA?
Yes.
Yeah.
TSA, they would not let me, and I wouldn't back down. I mm-hmm. said, look, you're going to be responsible for an international, and I
incident,
said, look,
right?
this girl here is related to the VP and president of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you really want to be the person responsible for the internet? Do you want your face all over the
news? Well, this shows you how well TSA agents are trained to say, well, if Richard Pearl says it, then it's okay. Let him through. And they did. But again, you're healthy, you're alive, you're well, considering that you were there for
and we were 37 days the first time in the jungle.
Yeah.
And by the way, that is the fifth poorest country in the world.
Right.
Even though they have massive amounts of diamonds and other things. They just found a 706-carat diamond a few days ago a pastor found it. It's got a green skin on it. It's probably white underneath. But it's one of the largest diamonds that they've ever found in the region. There's huge money there, but it doesn't trickle down to the people.
No, it never does. The internationalists, the globalists come in there, and they rape the land, and they use the natural resources. They enrich the top or elite of any country.
I think they use a hoe when they rape the land.
Oh, it's really bad, Richard, really bad. All right, by the way, the Selenium Superdon says it might be related to Dr. Edward Group, who's a good friend. He does great work. So I'd imagine it would be a legitimate form of selenium that would be helpful. I will look further into it. I'm intrigued by it, but for now we're utilizing that. And, of course, the rabies question, which is a great question from Dwayne. We both, Richard and I both agree, we would not take the rabies vaccine at all.
I think Chuck Schumer has rabies.
He's had it for years. I don't know how he pretty much slobbers at the mouth every time he opens it. Gosh, Chuckie Schumer.
I think
Dick Durbin, too.
Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi. I think they French kissed their rabies.
Oh, my gosh. Pelosi is showing major signs of dementia, in my opinion.
Just like Hillary. Doing.
Yeah. So
actually, Hillary doesn't have that. She has Parkinson's. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's what we're seeing here. So anyway, we've got that part of the question. So we would load up on things that stop viral replication as well as address homeopathically Lachesis or Lachesis lysin as well. So let's see. What else we got here? What are your thoughts? Oh, this is a good one. We might have a divergent of opinion here. What are your thoughts on high doses of vitamin C, and could you comment on the different forms of vitamin C? Dwayne knows I prefer selenium because we can do it micrograms, what C takes grams to do, right?
Right.
But
I like the food C's. I like Amla and Camu-Camu as first choices.
Good. I agree because, you know, a lot of the vitamin C on the market is genetically engineered.
Right.
GMO corn and different things. So where's Ray?
Hey, Ray.
Don't be yelling into the microphone.
Ray,
on here.
You got a customer.
Okay, he thinks he's working here. Look at this.
Why did I inhibit a bid?
Who put you on the radio?
I don't know. You did.
what was I thinking?
You fed me poison.
Oh, my God.
Even from my restaurant.
So, yes. So vitamin C from food sources like Camu-Camu, I agree 100%. Again, I'm not against vitamin C. I just find most of it is not what you think it is.
Right. Actually, it's not my big thing anyway. We have to go to break?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about something I like much better.
Okay.
Afterwards.
Yeah. Stick around. Come down to Simply Natural. We're here all afternoon after the show. We're going to be broadcasting live from Simply Natural. And Richard Pearl is here eating something. I don't know. We'll be back. Hopefully he's finished by then.
I need a fork.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Tide Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, question of the day last hour, selenium. We'll get more into the details of that on another show. Rabies vaccine, Richard Pearl and I agreed, no way. We would do other things. We talked about it. Go back and listen to the archives. The vitamin C versus selenium question. As I said, a lot of the vitamin C is GMO. And even if it isn't, it's not bad. I don't speak against it, but there are just other things that we do that are as good or better.
I'm actually developing a product. I don't have a name for it yet, but I incorporate three things. One is ubiquinol. The other is resveratrol at 98% trans resveratrol. And the third part is S-acetylglutathione, which is the only glutathione anyone should take.
Is it a form that will survive the GI tract?
Correct,
that's a big
though.
Issue.
Yes. Yeah. And not only that, they compared it to the gold standard, which is the IV. Mm-hmm. It blows away the IV.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And it, you know, because if people use clinical or the liposomal or the, you know, other forms that are out there, reduced and so forth, or even the plain glutathione, as you point out, it's very difficult to survive the GI tract.
Yeah, you have to nebulize the stuff to get it, to bypass it, and that not everybody likes to do that.
But
so,
this thing works incredibly well, and it gets right into the cell, and it just repairs. There's nothing like S-acetylglutathione.
Beautiful. Well, we'll talk more about that and get it out to the world. By the way, he says, Brother Don Dwayne from last segment said, pineapple on pizza is wonderful. Ha ha. All right, Dwayne. Hey, you can't poo-poo that. I gave you a good picture. I was at Pizza Fusion last couple of nights.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, an organic pineapple
so
on pizza.
Really do appreciate it.
But
that.
I didn't send it to you to eat it. I just showed it to you so you
get. Why did you send it to him? Don't you care?
Traitor.
Yeah, but he doesn't like pineapple on pizza.
He thinks take it off.
He thinks it's like sacrilegious or something.
Why? What rule book did is there sacrilegious?
The Great Pizza Religion.
The rule book.
Oh, that's
of
in the other five commandments.
Good enough for me.
Superdon's commandments.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a happy story to end the first hour on to make us all happy because Richard Pearl is here. A 6-year-old girl just gave up her birthday party. I'm thinking, Superdon, that's not a happy thing. I mean, you have a 6-year-old girl, you want to have a birthday party. But she says, no, I don't want the party. And she did it to give back to the homeless. What in fact did she do, Super D? I mean, were parents coercing her, or this was her idea?
Well, yeah, I mean, she was going to have a birthday party, and she just had this thing about wanting to help people. And so what she did is she gave up her birthday party, and in the spirit of her birthday, what she did, rather than just saying, oh, I'm just going to donate some canned goods or something like that, they actually put together a dinner of what it was that she would have had for her birthday and fed 125 people with it.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. And she gave away a tiara? No, she was wearing the tiara.
She was wearing it, yeah. So she was all dressed up for her birthday and celebrated her birthday by helping other people.
Well, I like that thought. I mean, you know, when the birthday, it's all about getting gifts, or is it about giving gifts, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because people think when you receive or if you give only that you're a giver, like, or a taker. They just define in those ways. So,
sure.
For instance, if you're only giving, you're not just a giver, you're also a taker because you don't let the other side. The fact that she gave, she's actually taking as well. So she's receiving love by giving love.
Yeah, I think it's a very important point here because it's not always about a physical materialistic reception, right?
No.
Because even if you're giving out these physical things that will help somebody in need, they may not have anything to give back to you. Perhaps a little gratitude, love. Maybe it's not overt, but you're right. It's sort of like you know, moving through life, not asking for rewards. You just do things for the right reasons.
You know, that's a really big deal because sometimes people will say to me, well, you know, people always try to convert me into a different belief religiously.
Yes.
And I always say, listen, I'm doing this because I love what I do. I'm not looking for a prize at the end. It's just, you know, when you have passion for something, you can see people's lives improve. And then they come back and they tell you how much better their life is.
Right.
That's an incredible reward. Sometimes you don't fully appreciate the impact it has on the other people. But the fact that there was a guy I was doing my show yesterday, which you were on, and this one gentleman was waiting for an hour with his son. His son has sickle cell. And what I did helped the son dramatically. So they waited an hour for the show just so he could tell me, give me the report and say thank you.
Right.
Give me a big hug. What's that worth? That's a lot more than the product cost.
Right, right. Well, you may have them fooled, Richard, but I see right through you. No, I'm joking. Actually, the two ladies said that about you as well. They said, you have a heart for healing. And I'm thinking, who is this Richard Pearl I've known for all these years? I don't remember that guy. But the people love you, Richard. We love you. And I'm glad you're here. Thanks for hosting me again. And,
well, after that, I'm going to eject you out of here.
I'm going to get kicked out after that because I was actually nice to him for a moment. But we appreciate you. All right, we got a whole other hour. We're going to tell you next hour how a 20% budget cut to the NIH would make Americans healthier, despite the fact the mainstream media is screaming and crying about it.
Just the Democrats.
Yeah, just the Democrats. That's true. All right, we'll get to that after the break. RobertScottBell.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.